Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 8th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're in the book of Mark today. We're kind of jumping around in all the Gospels, but today in Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 26, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. In this section today, we'll read about Jesus being betrayed and arrested. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he found them sleeping again because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning a third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Am I leading a rebellion," said Jesus, "that you would come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man, wearing nothing but a linen garment, was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. They took Jesus to the high priest. And all the chief priests, elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another, not made with hands.' Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his clothes. "Why do we need any more witnesses?" he asked. "You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fist, and said, "Prophesy." And the guards took him and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus," she said. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I think today's scripture is a lesson in humility. Back in verse 29, Peter declares, "Even if all fall away, I will not." And yet we see in the progression of this scripture that Peter denies Jesus three times when he has opportunity to give witness to his faith in the one who has come as the Messiah. It reminds me that throughout my life, God has shown me so much mercy, so much grace, given me so many chances to make amends with him and with others. And I just want to thank him. That's one of the things I'm thankful for on this Tuesday, is his saving grace and his forgiveness. Instead of doing the person, place, thing, and attribute of God today, I just want to read a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of praise from the book, A Diary of Private Prayer. Will you pray with me? O Lord and maker of all things, whose creative power made the first ray of light, and who looked on the world's first morning and saw that it was good, I praise you for the light that now streams through my window to waken me to the life of another day. I praise you for the life that stirs within me. I praise you for the bright and beautiful world around me. I praise you for the earth and sea and sky, for the hurrying clouds and singing birds. I praise you for the work that you have given me to do, for all you have given me to fill my hours of leisure. I praise you for my friends. I praise you for music and books and good company and all the harmless and delightful pleasures. O Lord, you yourself are everlasting mercy. Give me a tender heart today towards all those in this morning light who are less joyful than I am. Those in whom the pulse of life grows weak. Those who are unable to get out of bed to enjoy the sunshine. The blind who are shut off from the light of day. The overworked who have no joy of leisure. The unemployed who have no joy of labor. The bereaved whose hearts and homes are desolate. Have mercy on them all. O light that never fades, as the light of day now streams through these windows and floods this room, so let me open to you the windows of my heart, that all my life may be filled with the radiance of your presence, Do not let any corner of my being be left in darkness, but illuminate every part of me by the light of your face. Do not leave anything within me that could darken the brightness of the day. Let the Spirit of Jesus, whose life was the light of all people, rule within my heart until evening. Amen.